we're at EGX Resd again, and I'm here with...
Vladimir.
And your game is...
So, our game is The Hatching. It is a top-down action-stealth hybrid. It's based off of a movie, which is also called The Hatching. And so the movie's director-producer approached us and said he wanted us to make a spin-off of his movie.
Okay.
And so what we came up with, we thought a lot about what it means to be a monster in a monster movie and how that would translate into gameplay. And we decided that we wanted to have both your typical sort of action combo type game where you're slashing people, but at the same time we figured you're a crocodile and they ambush people, they come up from behind and, you know, do these really stealthy attacks. And so we ended up with a combination of both.
Okay.
And the game is basically stealth until you get discovered, and at that point all hell breaks loose and you go into a rampage mode.
Okay.
So yeah, and yeah. You're story-wise, you're kind of a mother crocodile, which is going on a rampage because stupid villagers have taken your eggs and they don't know any better.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're just trying to find your eggs and you're going on this rampage across the UK, visiting various locations such as the villages in Somerset, the Brighton Pier, the Glastonbury Festival, Stonehenge, and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you're on PC?
So this is a sort of a stable alpha build of the game. We still have another year off in terms of development, but we're planning to release on all platforms. So right now we're already on Steam, and we're going to do consoles as well, so Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're planning to release next year sometime?
Yeah, probably in around a year, yeah.
So loose story base.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon...
Yeah, so we're probably going to split the story into like three chapters, which are all going to escalate in difficulty. The first couple of levels, you're just being attacked by villagers with makeshift weapons, you know, who don't know any better. But then eventually the police gets involved, which is the second chapter, and the third chapter is the military. So we're just going to ramp up the madness slowly. And lengthwise, we're looking at about 15 unique locations that are going to be stretched out over the course of like 25 to 30 levels. And it's all going to be about 5 to 6 hours of gameplay time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So but, you know, we're going to have like unique objectives for each levels. So, for example, you know, like extra challenges where we say, try and finish this level just by doing stealth or just by doing combat or, you know, vice versa, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Are you, do you get any extra abilities or is it a progression of
So we have a little bit of a progression in terms of abilities. Like when you start the game off, you don't get everything, obviously. So you start off with just like a grab attack and just like some basics, you know, basic claw attack. But as you get better and better, you kind of upgrade your abilities and, you know, they get either better in strength or better option to control the environment and all of the situations that you find yourself in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be very simple in terms of how you upgrade your abilities. But it's going to be based on a progression curve. Like, as you get further and further into the game, obviously, the enemies get tougher, but so do you.
Yeah. So we're looking at next year. How can people find out more about the game?
So, right now, we have a website up. So, www.thehatchinggame.com. And we have a newsletter that they can sign up on, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So, we're up there.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.